Well, it was February 14th of last year when Detroit's Loyola Catholic All-Boys High School announced plans for the Frederick Douglass North Star Scholars Program. WJR senior news analyst Lloyd Jackson attended the inaugural Frederick Douglass Scholars Program this past Tuesday, Valentine's Day, which also happened to be Douglass's birthday. And, of course, with everything going on, we didn't want that to get lost. So we've invited Lloyd back to talk about it. Lloyd, good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Valentine's Day was the 205th birthday of noted abolitionist, orator, author, editor, and statesman Frederick Douglass, who was honored with a powerful tribute presented by five junior classmen at Detroit's Loyola High School. These five young men, Kate Cunningham, Brandon Washington, James Dumas, Jamel Frazier, and Christian Burks, were picked last year to take part in Loyola's Frederick Douglass North Star Scholars Program. Dave Smith is president of Loyola High.
Very proud of these five young men. They completed a separate course of study above and beyond their normal classes to be a Frederick Douglass scholar. And I think they did a wonderful job today sharing the words of Frederick Douglass and the impact that those words had on them.
President Smith explains how the Frederick Douglass scholars are chosen.
We had members of our faculty and a couple of staff members review a list of candidates during their sophomore year. So these are all rising juniors. They complete this course of study. They start in September, and it culminates right here on Frederick Douglass Day.
Junior Christian Burks was one of the Frederick Douglass scholars.
I mean, I think it's a really great program and a really great opportunity for us to like, learn more about such an influential and, successful and impactful man.
Christian's mom, Tamara Foster, attended the program in support of her son, whom she says is blossoming at Loyola.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love Loyola. Loyola has done such a fantastic job of pouring into my African-American son, and I'm truly appreciative of the foundation that they have helped me to further for Christian.
Loyola principal Wyatt Jones says he's very proud of what the Frederick Douglass scholars have accomplished.
It's a great opportunity for us to not only highlight and champion Frederick Douglass and all those who have done impactful work in our communities who are African-American, but also our young men who are striving to be their absolute best. The Frederick Douglass Scholarships gives them an opportunity to expand their knowledge and also look to the future.
The five Loyola students recited excerpts during the program from Douglass's inspiring speeches and editorials in front of Loyola High School's Black Business Leadership Advisory Group. Terrence Thomas is co-founder of project management company Activate Detroit. He's also co-chair of the Black Business Leaders Advisory Group, which he says also gives back to the kids.
So this is our Black Leadership Alliance, and they come here, share their stories, and the best part is that they share their failures as well, so that these young men, straight line, it's back and forth. It's really empowering for them to understand that, hey, I'm going to make mistakes, but I have to learn from my mistakes, and that's okay.
President Smith said that the Frederick Douglass Scholars Program was started with donor donations of about $10,000 each, which helps offset the cost of tuition at Loyola. He says, if you're interested in supporting the education of young Black men in the city of Detroit and their interest in Black history and Frederick Douglass, you can contact the school for more information, 313-861-2407, 313-861-2407. Paul W.
You know, I'm so glad that you brought this to light. These are some things that would be lost because of the timing of the tragedy Monday. It affected everything for Tuesday, including Valentine's Day. But here was a special day, and it might have come and gone, but you've brought it to light. And it made me think, as I was thinking about that, Lloyd, mm-hmm. is that here we are on the 16th day of February, and there's been little time to do a lot on the fact that this is Black History Month.
Yes.
Our attention has been diverted by UFOs and balloons being shot out of the sky and still trying to find out exactly what they were and what their intentions were. Train crashes just 4 hours away that's polluting the water and the air there, and who knows when it makes its way here. If we get dirty air from China in the atmosphere, we certainly are going to feel the effects of what happened in that train wreck four hours away. I mean, my point is just that I kind of feel we haven't been able to give justice to Black History Month. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you get that feeling at all, that all the things that have happened already?
It's something. And I knew, you know, being at this event on Tuesday that, you know, it was the day after the shooting at MSU. So everyone was talking about that. And I still wanted to be there and, you know, get this on the air. You know, as soon as we could, you know, that's respectful, to the MSU, situation. And so that's why I, you know, put this together. I'd be remiss, Paul, if I didn't mention too, Kim Tandy. She's with District 2. She's a District 2 manager from the mayor's office. She was there as well, and she presented awards to the young men from the mayor. The mayor is very supportive of this, very supportive of Loyola and what they're doing there. And she also presented them with Spirit of Detroit Penn. So these young men are doing very good, and they're getting a lot of support from not only their parents, but the community as well.
And I, again, I'm just so glad that you you brought this to our attention. Certainly important. A lot of things are pushed in the background, and a lot of these things that are pushed into the background really deserve to be up front and in our minds, even during this difficult time, and I'm so glad that you did that. For that
and
matter,
you know, Paul, could I just add in?
Yeah.
I want you to know that we have a Loyola grad in the house. We have a Loyola grad that works here at WJR, Cameron Knox.
Yes.
And we are very proud of him.
Yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if you still are, but you have been on the board there at Loyola. Are you still?
No, I am no longer on the board.
But you were. You were.
I was on the board for 9 years. Yes.
Yeah, a long time.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a wonderful place.
And good for Cameron, one of our family members here at WJR. All good news. And I think we need to continue to be grateful and remember the good news as well as celebrating the lives of the people who had to go through, and there are many, besides the three obvious deaths and the five in the hospital still hurting, they've got family. And that would be family either right there in their own house or family right there throughout the university and throughout other universities. Again, on the Diag last night, U of M, that we don't always put U of M and MSU together, but U of M was on the Diag last night with their own tributes to Michigan State University. And now they're putting these stickers, green and white stickers, on any sport that has a helmet, green and white stickers with a heart with MSU in mind. So there's a lot going on. Some we know about, some we don't. And I'm just glad we're in a position to be able to point these things out. Thank you, Ann, and thank you, Lloyd Jackson, WJR senior news analyst, as we continue at 7:44.